I'm Tabitha Safdie with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth.
And so how are your blood sugars doing these days?
It has been good.
Once a month, LaTiffany Bradley goes to her primary care clinic in Manning, in the center of Clarendon County, for a diabetes self-management class. But the class is set up a bit different. In the room, there's a television, a camera, and a remote.
And how's it going with exercise? What you been doing?
Good. Still going to the gym.
LaTiffany is talking to registered dietitian and diabetes educator Anita Longan. She's based out of Florence, about 50 miles away. They are using telehealth, which is the delivery of healthcare remotely by video technology. LaTiffany finds it helpful.
First, I would like to say that it is convenient. You don't have to drive out so far, and you pretty much get very educated about diabetes and work on your eating habits and make sure that you do exercise.
Instead of driving 1 hour to Florence to see Longan in person, it takes her about 10 minutes to get to the health center in Manning. She likes that her dietitian sends her notes about the visits to her primary care doctor for follow-up care, and her information is stored in her medical records. She says it's this continuous care that keeps her on track.
My eating habits has changed a lot. I noticed a big difference in my blood sugars. My high blood pressure as well has went down.
Hope Health has been using telehealth for over a year now. They provide patients like LaTiffany diabetes self-management education and nutritional counseling at the Manning and King Street locations. The sessions are either individualized or set up in groups, depending on people's needs.
We wanted to be able to provide diabetes self-management education for our more rural clinics. We have many patients who aren't able to travel all the way to Florence to our clinic here. And for some people, it's not just a matter of convenience because of work schedules or problems with transportation. They really wouldn't be able to come for diabetes education if not for telehealth.
Longan believes telehealth can fill a gap when it comes to treating one of the most prevalent diseases in the state. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, South Carolina is in the diabetes belt, a southern portion of the United States troubled by high rates of people with diabetes. More than 400,000 people in the state have diabetes. That's about 10% of the population.
We also have a higher rate of obesity and type 2 diabetes, which is the diabetes that's at epidemic levels now, is very much related to overweight and obesity. So I think that lifestyle is a huge contributor.
Longan says the number of patients seen with telehealth is still small, but she's seen positive results with those few. In the Lowcountry, video technology is also being used to educate locals unable to travel for diabetes education. In Walterboro, about 50 miles west of Charleston, Sarah Smith with the Carolina Center for Medical Excellence teaches a 5-week diabetes self-management course. The classes are streamed to two other sites in Barnwell and Fairfax.
So it's saving a ton of travel monies, also staff time, because I would be driving to each one of those places and teaching the 2-hour class and driving back.
Smith says the initiative works because of the collaboration among different organizations. The classes are set up in groups, and people at the remote sites can see everything that is going on at Smith's location, including her slides on her computer.
The whole idea is that it's in real time, and everybody's learning, because the whole idea of this is we want the peers to be learning from their peers.
Organizers are working to determine the efficiency of using telehealth for diabetes education. While still an area to be explored, medical sites see potential in the use of video technology as a way to cut costs and shorten distances in the most rural parts of the state. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth.